This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
V.org/donate. The most important thing that we do here at ESPN, and a big part of today. And we have been doing it throughout the show while also, of course, getting into all the sports topics with you. And now,
can't believe that dude came
right?
by my list. No, I can't believe he came that weak sauce.
Oh, no, if you see the phone lines, everybody's coming after you
weak
about
sauce.
This. And when they do it, they better bring it. Because as you know, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And it is, of course, hour number three, Bart.
Mm.
So when it's hour number three.
It's really appropriate for them to bring that smoke.
And all these people that now want to come at you. What does it mean?
Me. Ready? It's the power hour, hour. Say it with your chest, you're going to come at me.
I hit that at least once a day when
the
I'm
gong?
Here by myself, yeah.
You just feel like hitting
it
the
makes
gong?
You feel good, man.
I have to make sure that it's working.
Yep. Makes you feel good, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Just let wait till football season when the return of Bart Stradamus.
Oh.
No. We're not ready for that yet.
Okay.
This is a football season.
Must be allergies.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I thought we was going preseason. We was getting ready for the okay.
Before we let everybody come at you with all the smoke and everything like that, I need to figure out what happened here between last night before the All-Star game with our own Marley Rivera and one Aaron.
And he has a son named Jacob who came up the other day really upset from his school in Astoria. He just came up raised like, are you telling me that Aaron Judge may not be a Yankee after this year? What do you have to tell to Jacob right there and to all your fans that want you to remain in a Yankee uniform? I wasn't going to put you on the spot. I mean, we're on live TV.
Yeah, no, Jacob, buddy. You know, we got a lot of great Yankees on this team. You know, there are a lot of great Yankees be here for a long time. You know, so don't be upset. Hopefully, you'll be a Judge fan for life.
You know what? I don't know.
Not maybe. I'll be a Yankee for life.
He was
you'll
like,
be a Judge fan for life. That's a new athlete now, baby. Become a,
probably not.
You become a fan of the player, not the team.
Disease of me.
Mm.
But I don't blame him. I mean, as much as this does worry me,
you had your chance.
The fact that he could be that cold. Like he was
revenge,
cold.
Revenge is best served what?
Cold.
Damn
dish
right.
Cold, yeah. Like that, like if you're a Yankees fan, how much does that concern you? Because it concerns me a lot. Now, does it concern me that I think he's gone? No, I don't think it's a fait accompli. But do I think that if the Yankees mess around here and think, look, dude, you're not worth it.
You heard what
we gave you. What we gave you, it's fair. All the media was like, "What the Yankees offered was a fair deal," and I kept telling everybody, "No, it wasn't." Because stop giving me the numbers and the injury history. And he's third. Oh my God, he's gonna be 30 years old. Stop, because this is not just about what he does on the field. Which, by the way, he has been an MVP this year.
Yeah.
It's also him in the biggest market, on the biggest brand. What he represents for that franchise is also value that they need to build into that contract, which is why I bet you he wants, and I wonder if they'll do it, an annual value of $40
million. He should be the highest paid player on the team. And right now, that's Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole is making what? So he's saying, I play every day. He's saying, I've been here. I'm a baby bomber that's growing up to be a man bomber, and I know how to lead. See, this is the thing.
Growing up to be a what?
You can bring
phrasing.
You can bring Soto. You can bring in any.
Which by the way, they're interested. I mean, there's reports that they already are.
But if you
check in on Juan Soto,
yeah, but checking in on it could further piss Judge off.
Yep.
And then if you lose Soto
wants
to
get
Mets,
paid.
If you lose Soto to the Mets.
Or the Dodgers. Or the
or
Red
the Dodgers,
Sox.
Then now you're left with pie on your face.
Imagine
and you're left
Astros?
With nothing. So it could be a world where you don't have Aaron Judge or Juan Soto. Then you're going to be hoping and putting everything in the bank to hope you can get Shohei Ohtani. And hope that he wants to live closer on the East Coast, where we knew that he wanted to live on the West Coast because it's closer to get back to his country.
Right.
And his people can come see him.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to try and convince him to leave a coast. So here's the thing. right? If that happens, then you're left with pie on your face. You can replace the athlete in Aaron Judge. But what you don't know with any other star that's been a star in this league, how they handle the New York market, mm-hmm. how they adjust. We saw it happen with Giancarlo. Took him a while, right? So how much longer do you have Gerrit Cole in his prime and you bring an athlete in here and they struggle for 2 to 3 years before they learn how to play in a Yankee uniform and you have a player that's ready to perform and that is performing currently at a high level? Look at what we said about Lindor. Lindor really haven't lived up to that contract yet. Mm. And he's starting to play better.
He's not also the impact off. I'm just going to add that a lot of people want to talk to you right now, Bart, so we'll get to the calls here in a second. But I just want to add to this. What was said in these negotiations, yeah. that's got him this ice yeah. cold. I mean, he is yeah. ice cold. Ice cold.
We remember what was said to Bertāns, and he could never recover.
I just, that is something that I wonder, will it resonate later, or can they get something done? All right. That's that part of the discussion. But Bart has been talking, as we're getting ready for NFL smoke training camps.
Smoke it up.
Bart has been talking about Dak Prescott, does not feel he's a top 15 quarterback. We actually made a list earlier in the show.
And I said 10 or 15, but yeah. it doesn't matter if we're talking 14, 16.
Bart named 15 quarterbacks that he feels, or 14 that he feels is better, and one that he's sort of on the fence, which is Matt Ryan. And he argued with a caller before about why Dak isn't as good as Jameis Winston, which, of course, has set people off. So, more people want to discuss this. Let's do it with you. Eric is in Indiana. Eric.
How you doing? How y'all doing? Bart and Scott, what's going on?
What up?
Appreciate you guys for listening. And Bart, man, don't get high about these guys, man. You know, they simple right now. This is a social media era. You know what I'm saying? We grew up in a different era. Yeah. But I got two things. One is about the Aaron Judge thing. I think he's gone. He's out of there. I think he's gone. I mean, writing is on the wall. I'm a Yankee fan, and I just believe he's gone.
I hate it.
I think Juan Soto's coming.
Can you
coming to New York.
Can you outbid the Mets, though? Is it the Mets or the Yankees?
Well, the Nationals don't want to trade him to the Mets. They don't. So they have that. They have that ability.
I think Soto's coming to the Yankees. It's just a thing. They love big names. If they're going to lose a big name, they're going to get a big name.
Yeah.
And then for Dak Prescott, my thing on Dak Prescott is, like, you know, if he wasn't playing for the Dallas Cowboys, I promise you he probably wouldn't get the pub that he's getting right now.
Could be.
He's kind of a journeyman, you Ooh. Would say, in a draft, you know, third, fourth round pick. You know, everybody like, oh, yeah. But now.
That's a fair question. You know what? What Eric is saying, and thank you, Eric, for the call. Would Dak Prescott be a bigger deal, be as big a deal if he played for the Seahawks? Or if he played for the Panthers?
No. If he played for the Vikings. I mean, I think he's a little bit – I think Kirk Cousins is just a little bit better than him.
Let's go to Josh in California. Josh.
Bart and Hahn, man, I missed you guys. I've been out of commission.
Oh, well, I hope you're all right.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good. I just – every time I wanted to call, I didn't have service.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Dak Prescott is Derek Carr. You left one off the list there, Bart. Derek Carr's better than Dak Prescott.
We had Derek Carr. Yeah, we had him.
Yeah, I have everybody from the AFC West.
Yeah, we got Derek Carr. He's on the list.
Oh, well, crap. I missed him.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, Matt Ryan behind that great offensive line and that strong running game where he can be protected and he can be able, because you heard Frank Wright. Man, I forgot how accurate this guy was. He hits everything moving.
Be interesting to see how Matt Ryan looks this year. One more. Let's take Mike in Virginia. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's good, Mike?
BTC, what's going on, fellas? Listen, Bart. Last week in Barhan, last week they had some guys hosting for y'all, and they was playing country music, talking about Bart drinking pina coladas, all kind of craziness. They sound like these Cowboys fans.
Wow!
Listen, these people, they're kind of like peons. You know what I'm saying? They're biased. They're to themselves. They're not ready. Bart, the list is actually a great list. It should have been a list that the ESPN brought out, because Dak Prescott is definitely an overrated player. I think the Cowboys is an overrated team. I'm a Ravens fan. I believe in Lamar Jackson.
Action
Jackson. And just for Lamar Jackson not to be on a top 10 and that Prescott is definitely biased. Somewhere within there, them good old boys are making a run for it. But, so, you know what I'm saying? You mean
the MVP of football and only like 26 years old. Yeah. He doesn't deserve to be on the top 10 list.
Yeah, stop.
It all depends on how you're
– I mean, for the Ravens and what they do, I mean, he is obviously
he's
one of the
85%
best.
85% of that damn offense. He had no running backs. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. So, again, just a review for those who might be just joining the show and what the list we put together is, Bart feels like Dak Prescott is barely a top 15 quarterback. Yes, it's not in order, but just as we went through the league. So the players that Bart has ahead of Dak, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson,
Kyler Murray.
Is it Joe Burrow? Is that who
I have
Joe
there? Burrow.
I can't read my own handwriting. Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson. You have Ryan Tannehill, asterisk. Matt Ryan, asterisk. Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, obviously Tom Brady, obviously Aaron Rodgers. You said Kirk Cousins. That's another one I think is an asterisk. And then the one that's got everybody hot, Jameis Winston. If you agree or disagree, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So also the website, v.org/donate. Donate what you can. Today, be part of the fight, and anything you donate today will be matched. So it's double the impact if you do it today. V.org/donate. Coming up, we discuss a story of hope and life after cancer, and we'll get to that after Bart tells you about Cheerios.
If you're on the go, you might be skipping eating the healthy way, which is probably making you feel a bit more sluggish these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a reminder, you can fuel life's special moments with heart-healthy Honey Nut Cheerios. Made with whole grains and low in fat, Cheerios also provides 12 essential vitamins and minerals. So pour your heart out into today. And oh, it's so important. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios today at your local grocery store or maybe on the side of the road.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This is SB Day 2022 at ESPN.
Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever.
If you're able, please join us today in supporting the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Go to v.org/donate now.
v.org/donate. That is where I need you to go, if you can. And if you don't have, if you're somewhere else, go to my Twitter. It's right there. You just click the link and donate. 100% of the cash donations benefit cancer research. And of course, today, special day, we have a donor who is willing to match everything that is donated, up to $1 million. So double the impact if you can do it today. And the stories that we are talking about today not only involve the stories in the world of sports right now, but also as part of the fight against cancer. And somebody joining us right now who we have talked to in the past on this day is Shelley Smith, ESPN reporter, who has, talk about, been through the fight several times. And Shelley, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks so much for joining us. If you could just tell us, you know, we were talking about Robin Roberts and how many times we want to say that it's great to hear the success stories here, and you are certainly one of them.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And Robin was a great advisor during this. It was at the ESPYs, how many years ago? But we did a sit-down interview, and she talked to me, and she gave me encouragement. I had, I've had three different kinds of cancer: breast cancer, melanoma, which is the most dangerous. Mm-hmm. Go get your skin checked, and uterine. So, you know, she gave me encouragement. She gave me, you know, fight through it, and I did. And I am so blessed to be one of the survivors.
How important is that, right? The community that you guys have with being cancer survivors, and only you guys can know what it's like truly. And how do you guys lean on each other? Is it a I don't want to say a place where people can go to get support from others that can relate to it?
Yeah, but it is.
Absolutely, there it is. And Claire Smith is one of my good friends, and I've never met her in person. Well, no, actually, I didn't meet her in person with it. But she and I shared a cancer journey, and cancer journeys link people like no other thing can link. Well, maybe not. I mean, I don't want to say that we're the only ones who can link people, but we do link people, and we have a strong community. And I donated money to the Breast Cancer Association, and I've done all kinds of things, and it just links people. And, you know, everything links people. So if you're a car crash survivor, that links you. If you're a murder survivor, that links you. So I think it does link people who have like-minded, you know, atrocities.
Talking with Shelley Smith, ESPN reporter, who in May of 2014 was diagnosed with breast cancer. Now, as she just mentioned here, the third time she has gone through it, a three-time survivor. And that is, again, what this is all about, which is why we are asking you, if you can, to donate. V.org/donate. Anything you donate today will be matched. So we're talking about double the impact in this fight. Shelley, what's one of the most important things that you learned about yourself through these battles and through this time?
That, you know, that life is not that important. I mean, it's there are things that you go through in life, and you may think this is the worst moment of my life, but it's not that important. And I've learned to be more resilient and be stronger and get through things I didn't think I could get through. And I did. I got through them. And so now I'm a believer. I'm a believer. It's just hard when you start and you freak out and you're like, oh, crap, you know, why me, why me, why me? And then you just go through it. Just you have to put one foot in front of the other and just get through it.
Well,
it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, I bet.
Like you mentioned, like this, you've had a third bout, and you know, you look at all the great research and the breakthroughs that have come through. You know, I think sometimes we don't really, you know, credit the scientists and all the research and the work and how hard it is to be able to try and eradicate, you know, any disease, but especially cancer that really has so many different forms. You know,
right.
What would you say to the scientists and the researchers, and you know, because I'm sure I can only imagine how hard it is to try and try something and all the trials and things like that. What would you say to those guys? Are they the real all stars of this entire thing?
I would say hurry, 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 hurry.
Right.
I mean, we need a cure. We need a cure for all kinds of cancer, not just mine, but all kinds of cancer. And it's just ridiculous that we haven't. It's ridiculous, but I don't really know the battles. So I apologize for that. But, you know, there are so many things that need to be done in the cure for disease, and including, you know, COVID. I mean, my dad is right now, we're waiting. We're supposed to go to on vacation on Friday. My dad, my daughter, and me. I know it's very romantic. And we're waiting to see if he has COVID, because four people in his assisted living house has COVID. And we're like, oh, God, come on, please help us out. So if everything works out good, we will be on the road Friday.
But fingers crossed from us.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think it just puts us into mindfulness. And I think that's really was one of the big parts of Jimmy V's speech about being able to enjoy where you're at and enjoy each other, because life is so precious.
Right.
And if we live within mindfulness of enjoying the moments, the good, the bad, and all, you know, we can come closer together.
I agree. I so agree.
Shelly, if there's a message that you could give people listening today, what would you give them?
Early detection. If you feel something that's wrong, go get it checked. If you feel badly about something that's happening, go get it checked. There is nothing wrong with going to the doctor for early detection. Do it. It saved my life.
Right.
It would save yours.
I believe with your story, wasn't it that there was a friend of yours that was going through, was it breast cancer? And then almost motivated
said,
you to get checked?
I'll go get checked. Yeah, okay. And I would have died otherwise. So Rita McKenna, that's who, you're a good researcher. I should hire you for my show. I'm kidding. thank you guys for having me on and for spreading the message.
Shelly, it's
very, very important.
It's great to talk to you again. That's the most important part, too. And hopefully we get to talk to you again with this in the future. And I also need to get some Keyshawn Johnson stories out of you one of these days as well.
Oh, I got a million. Call me.
You do.
Call me.
You're an inspiration, Shelly.
Shelly, thank you so much. All the best.
Time, guys. Bye.
All right. Again, Shelly Smith, ESPN reporter. Three times. But The thing that really gets me is that's the story of how she was, it was somebody she knew who had breast cancer, and it just on a whim, she was like, you know what, I probably should get checked.
Right.
And because she got checked, she caught it soon enough and was able to battle it and get through it.
And it's a lot of people listening today that may not feel right. And, you know, if we can encourage you to do one thing, if you take one thing from there, go, if you feel something's wrong or, you know.
You don't have to feel anything's wrong.
Or just get in a checkup. You know, anytime.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. There's a lot of people that we all know.
Physicals, yeah.
That might have never known anything was wrong. And then by the time they felt something wrong, it was too late. So, again, as we are trying to motivate everyone to go to v.org/donate and donate what you can, what Shelly Smith just said is while you're also doing that, get yourself checked as well.
Call to action.
It might as well do that. Okay. So, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number, because there are more people that want to talk with Bart about some of his takes today. And while Aaron Judge might have some people and half of New York concerned about things he said, the other half of New York might be concerned about something else that's going on from another baseball player.
Oh, you're
going
to bring that up?
Who had something to say.
No, you're rainy day to be my
I'm
rainy
just
day.
Saying
thanks a
we've
lot.
Just got to keep the story level.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Plenty more to get to with you. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn. This is SB Day 2022 at ESPN.
Make a difference today for someone who is fighting for their tomorrow.
If you're able, please join us today in supporting the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Go to v.org/donate now.
And that is exactly what today is all about. Is the fight against cancer and everything that we can do to battle it. The voice you heard there, Jim Kelly, if I'm not mistaken, right? I believe that was Jim Kelly.
Yep. Yes. Jim Kelly.
Jaw cancer.
Those stories, as we just talked with Shelly Smith, those stories of battling it and getting through it. And that is obviously what today is about. It's also about celebrating the inspiration of that. And that's why we ask you again, v.org/donate. Donate what you can. Because whatever you do donate will be double the impact today, because we do have a donor who is planning to match every donation up to $1 million. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Now I give you, Bart, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You ready? Here it is. You can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
just
like,
good old-fashioned straightforward ad. See if you can save it. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
That's like my speech. Like, they was like, Bart, you got to do a speech. And they didn't trust me to be able to remember. And my only line was, Jesus wept.
That's it.
The shortest verse in the Bible, baby.
And you just walked away.
Sunday school, Jesus wept.
Jesus wept.
Woo!
I'm done. And scene. Well, are you weeping at this news? Jacob deGrom experiencing mild muscle soreness around his shoulder. So he played catch Monday and Tuesday without an issue.
Catch.
But they pushed back his simulated game now to Thursday out of an abundance of caution.
I'm nervous that we'll never see Jacob deGrom.
I mean, how motivated is he to play for the Mets? I'm going to go with not much.
Whoa. Why wouldn't he be motivated to win a championship?
I'm going to go with not a lot.
They're legit. That's why I believe that the Mets, everybody say, oh, focus on Juan Soto. No, we got to go get Castillo.
Castillo Lolo. Who?
It's Castillo.
Castillo.
That don't sound good.
It does.
Castillo doesn't sound right.
Castillo.
Either.
That sounds gangster. Castillo Lolo.
It doesn't sound gangster.
And guess what you say to him? What up, Lolo?
Yeah. I kind of like
that. Or you could say, what up, yo?
I like that Big Poppy called Stanton. He called him Carlo.
Carlo.
Everybody used to call him G.
Yeah.
But
that's why.
Calling him Carlo instead is Carlo? Like, that's gangster. I kind of like that.
Because
but
it was Carlo's way was a real thing. Carlito's way. Yeah, but so Carlo.
So Carlo's way.
Got the same.
Well, we're going to pick up on that now. Yeah. So again, but for DeGrom, it's just more delay.
But I don't think that, you think that he doesn't want to play. I think he has to play. He has to show everybody he's healthy. He hasn't been able to play for a year and a half.
I'm not saying he doesn't want to play.
Motivated he is to play for the Mets.
First of all,
he's very motivated.
A stress fracture in the right scapula. Like, you know the anatomy, right? You're pretty good at that because you're a guy that worked out a lot.
Compensation.
So right scapula.
So I wonder if that affects
How do you stress fracture a scapula throwing a baseball?
Throwing it hard.
Really?
Just add really? Syndergaard. No, like, listen, like, elbows and joints, like, you can think, like, oh, my, you.
Show me the scapula.
Scapula's right behind the shoulder blade underneath.
Yeah.
And sometimes you strain it all the time. Like, if you don't warm up.
How do you stress fracture?
All the time. Listen.
Throwing a baseball.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm telling
Come
you.
Come on, man.
It's compensation.
Come on, man.
Every once in a while, like, we would go when in training, and like, I'd be running late or somebody would be running late, and we don't properly warm up, and we go do something, we pull it, right? And it feels like, what people don't realize,
you don't stress fracture it, though?
What it feels like, somebody's taking one of your ribs and pushed it forward, and it's stopping your lungs from being able to fill up.
I know that feeling, but that is not a stress fracture. That is, you're pulling something.
Yeah.
That's a much different thing than actually creating a...
Yeah.
BS translator. You're not sniffing something. You're not like.
But he should call Wes. He should call Wes Walker, man, and strengthen that up. Get some of that sauce he had.
I don't know. 888 say ESPN. 888-729.
You just didn't want me to be happy. We could talk about that yesterday, man.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the lights.
Wayne in New York wants to calm my nerves about Aaron Judge and what he didn't say. Wayne.
Hey, what's going on,
what's good,
guys?
Man?
How you doing? Listen, before we even start, I'm going to give you a meme that I saw on the internet today. Make you laugh, Bob. It says, most rings since 1997.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys, 0.
Oh, no.
J-Lo, 5.
Oh, yep. Man.
Yeah, J-Lo winning,
man.
Does J-Lo have 2 rings from Ben? Does she have 2? Like, is the bad one, last one tainted?
The fact that you're caught up on the fact that did she give any of them back?
Yes. They like $2 million. You remember Mariah Carey was a $2 million ring. Yo, that is a voided contract if I don't walk down the aisle. Like, it ain't like they got divorced and he asked for it back.
So you would go to her and say, I need the ring back.
Remember Chris Bosh or who was that a couple years ago? He bought somebody $1 million ring. And bro, so what you going to do with it? You going to wear it? It's a wedding ring.
No, you're going to sell it.
It's false advertising. Yeah, so you're going
to
sell it.
You gave it to her.
No, it is contingent on us closing the deal.
Oh, is that what that is?
Hell yeah.
It's like, this is part of the contract?
Hell yeah.
So I didn't realize that was collateral. So I'm giving you this ring as collateral so that if you don't stay with me, I get that back.
No, if we don't get married, if we don't sign our name on a contract. Let me tell you something. You get a signing bonus from...
But they did get married.
No, they didn't. Ben Affleck was never married. They were engaged.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's the same
ring. That's what I'm talking about. Like Mariah Carey's married to the billionaire.
Yeah.
$2 million ring. Mm. She sued him for distress and kept the ring. You ain't getting married. What are we talking about?
Wayne, we went off on a tangent because of you. You want to get us back on track?
No problem. I'll get you right back on track. Alan, I think you do not have to worry about anything about Aaron Judge. I don't think it's this situation is about money. It's about respect, okay? Remember, all of these other players were given contracts during their arbitration years. Aaron Judge was not. Okay, the Yankees pull him through. Also, one thing about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge knows about Yankee history. He knows the story about Derek Jeter. He also knows the story about Robinson Cano, too. That sometimes money is not everything. If Robinson Cano would have stayed with the Yankees, he would have been a surefire Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. Here is the contract that I think that's going to be given to Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is going to get an eight-year $320 million contract, $40 million a year. Eighth year is going to be a player option. As a matter of fact, I bet you they give him a player option after year five. That is the contract Aaron Judge is going to sign. Remember, Alan, the New York Yankees are the second richest sports team in the world behind the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. When are they going to act like it?
And they didn't make that money making foolish decisions.
Yeah, okay? but it's a different – you know what, though? Wayne, we got to run here. And thanks for the call. It's a different world now with Hal Steinbrenner. And he is not about paying luxury tax. I know they don't call it luxury tax in that sport, but that's what it is. And I'll tell you why. It's not necessarily because he's cheap. I don't think he believes in giving money to other franchises who won't spend. I think it's like that. I think he's saying, like, I'm not giving other franchises money because I'm spending more. We have to learn how to ball on a budget because we're seeing teams,
Tampa Rays,
that can do it and be successful.
Braves.
So that's why I think this is one of those, are you sure you want to give him all that money when you could get Juan Soto and have to give him all that money?
You got to give him more.
You have a pitcher. You're going to kind of, it's clear they're going to need another pitcher now, especially Severino. Like, we don't know what that injury is. So
Stilio.
This is a precarious situation. But I think 40 is the number,
but,
man.
But Wayne also said something like, this isn't about money. This is about respect. Well, the respect and the disrespect was the fact that you've already seen how great I was playing. We go to arbitration. You short me $2 million.
No. That's a different
story. What the hell are we talking about?
It's not based on this, though. It's based on last year's numbers.
But what I'm saying, no.
Arbitration has nothing to do with it.
I don't care, but if I wanted to agree to $21 million.
No, they can't do that, though. It doesn't work that way.
They agreed with it. Aaron wanted 21. They could have went to
$21. They could have.
Right.
Instead, they met in the middle.
Right.
I agree.
So
you're
going to treat me after what you're saying. Like, I know it's from last year, but you see what I'm doing this year.
Yeah.
I'm like balling. I'm leading the league in everything. And you're going to short me $2 million? $2 million?
Right. You're going to nickel and dime me
now? You sold that in little Judge Gavels that you sold in the shop.
Yes. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We finish with your calls and some final thoughts on what has a very important day. V.org/donate. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
You want me to keep singing?
ESPN Radio. V.org/donate. Be part of the fight against cancer. Do what you can. Everything you donate, every dollar you donate today, you have double impact. It is matched up to $1 million. So, if you can be part of it, be part of it. We have training camps opening up, Bart.
Man.
And they're opening up next week.
What about this week? The rookies by themselves.
Oh, they're brutal. They're so sad. The Giants rookies are, right? The Jets aren't, right?
The Jets are reported, I think.
Oh, no, the Jets reported yesterday. That's right. I believe both teams.
Listen, it is hot globally. I don't care what team you are. If you're a rookie, you are like your mama calling that baby, take them popsicles.
Right.
They're having popsicle breaks.
So a man walking down the street just bursts into flames. Like, it's...
Dog and kitty litter on them.
But you know what else is hot? This story involving Zach Wilson.
I wish I had Jesse's girl.
It wasn't even Jesse's girl.
That's what I'm saying.
More like Stacy's mom.
Ah, ooh.
Yeah. But Zach Wilson's mom, Stifler, who is kind of in this little silly...
Like Stifler's mom?
She's caught up in this. She's shooting back at people on social media because she's, you know, very big on social media.
You got to stop that.
Lisa Wilson.
Stop.
But listen to... Like, I don't know how to feel about this if you're Zach Wilson.
Yeah, like,
because
mom,
so she's talking with a friend of hers in this one Instagram Live she does, and the way her friend reacts, I feel a certain way. Listen.
All right, it is Friday. We've all worked very hard, and so we thought that we needed to come and get some goods. This is my cute friend, Suzanne. She has Bijou.
I got sweaty at her dance class, too.
Yep, she came
all
and
sweaty.
Shook it with me today, and
sure
I said...
Did.
Look at all these cute necklaces. I must come.
Yes, yes, yes. You have all
and
these
And just
so
you know, no. Okay, the people questioning, so, no. Shut up.
No, 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 no.
Shut up. I have good friends. You guys are idiots.
Hey, hey, Suzette. What's with the no, no, no so quick? Like, if I'm Zach, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't have to be all like, no, 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 like you're disgusted.
Yeah.
Like, I you know, you have to be that fast. Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Like, why'd you have to bring with that kind of energy?
No, when it's no, 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 that fast, that means a yes, yes, yes.
Oh, is that what you're
That's
saying?
That's why you go with the hard denial. Like,
was,
no, 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 no.
Such a...
Ew, oh my goodness.
Ew, I would never...
I like, right. See, you'll catch
you
on the beach.
Way, it makes it so awkward.
You'll catch on the beach with a Zach Wilson jersey on. Listen, they so trying to be on like Housewives of California or some stuff.
I mean,
like,
they're having fun with it, I guess.
No, but you got to stop being so thirsty, man. It's a little bit thirst stuff, man. Like, moms are supposed
to. Now got media following her around everywhere.
Yeah, but that's what she wants. She's trying to get a show to get her own money and do her own stuff.
Back in 10.
Bart and Han.
This is SB Day 2022 at ESPN.
I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
If you're able, please join us today in supporting the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Go to v.org/donate now.
And that is what today has been all about. As you certainly know, Bart, we have been on this mission all day, and we will continue to do it. And we hope you will join us in this fight to battle cancer. V.org/donate. Everything that you can donate. Anything you can. And just don't tell yourself, well, I really can't give a lot. It's not going to make a difference. It does, especially today. Here's why. Because we have a donor who is willing to match every donation up to $1 million today. So that means you will have double the impact, no matter how little you feel it is. It still makes an impact. So if you can, please do. V.org/donate. You can go to my Twitter at Alan Hahn. The link is right there. You just click on it and away you go. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We do have callers that really want to take you on today. This has been fun because... All you did was say that Dak Prescott is barely a top 15 quarterback, and that has gotten some people upset, including Christian in St. Louis. Christian.
Hello.
What's happening?
What's up, man?
What up?
Listen, you got, I love the show first and foremost.
Thank you.
But, boy, man, first of all, you started out with Michael Parsons last year. You rooted against him the whole year last year.
Who, Michael Parsons?
Michael Parsons.
Then, I was a hater. I thought he was going
to... Then yesterday, you got the Eagles like they got Buddy Ryan and the greatest show on turf on one side and the other side. Now you come with Jameis Winston is better. The dude ain't never won more than 9 games.
Yeah.
Immediately removed and a team turned into a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, guess who? Hold on.
Come on, man. What?
But guess who else who didn't had never won 9 games before? Yeah, that'd be Matthew Stafford. Sometimes environment matters, right? And the fact that Jameis Winston last year was 5-2, and now he's on a team that has Michael Thomas, has Jarvis Landry, and the kid from Ohio State. Gives him a chance to be who he's always been. Like, Dak Prescott went to a great team that had great players, and he hasn't done much with a lot of talent.
I think you are judging these people on raw talent. The only thing Dak
yeah, that's all
do
I can
right,
draw on is talent.
The only thing Dak doesn't do right is make the throw on 3rd and 6. When it's time to make the throw.
So tell me this.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you for the call.
So tell me this. When you get paid as a quarterback, that's going to be the best team that you're on because you're going to start losing people because of your salary.
Yeah. James in Brooklyn.
Right.
James.
And why is everybody just coming at me strictly at Jameis? What about the other 13 that I named?
Well, let's hear from James in Brooklyn. James.
Hey guys, how you doing? I love the show.
Good, thank you.
First time, long time. Bart, I'm coming to your defense, man. I got to back you up about Jameis Winston and Dak Prescott. You know, for whatever reason, I feel like sometimes the media will look at a player, especially quarterbacks, and based on their success or failure, they'll either A, make every excuse in the book for them as to why they're failing, and then, or B, they won't look at all at any other external factors and just say, this guy's terrible because of whatever reason. And I feel like for Dak, I don't know, maybe, I mean, he comes across as a likable guy.
Yeah.
That might have something to do with it. But every time something goes wrong, they just go to bat for this guy right away. That like, oh, amazing. Don't look at him.
I mean,
it's everything
army,
else around him.
There is a big Dak army on social media and elsewhere.
Matthew Stafford is the biggest case for that because I was telling everybody, listen, I played against Matthew Stafford. This dude is elite. Like, the throws and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, whatever, Bart, whatever. And then he goes and changes his environment. He's going to say, well, listen, if a team was 7-9 the year before, and you put the greatest quarterback in the history of the game there, of course they should win the Super Bowl. You don't think Tom Brady's a +3 in the win department, which is what he was, +3? Jameis won 7. Jeez.
All they did was, you know, they put Michael Jordan on the team, or they put LeBron James on the team.
All they did was that guy.
And they win a championship.
Well, again, what today has been about, besides also everybody getting on Bart's case, is also trying to raise as much money as we can to continue the fight against cancer and to continue to fund cancer research. V.org/donate is what we ask you to be part of this. And we have a generous donor who is matching gifts up to a total of $1 million. So anything you offer today, just consider it double the impact. And 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. And Bart, just think about this. Over the past year, you know, since we've done this last before, we have lost a lot of people in the world and obviously in the world of sports. And just a few names that come to my mind are people close to me: Mike Bossy, Clark Gillies, Gerald Williams, who you see on the Jeter documentary, the Yankee. He was a close friend to Derek Jeter's. Just a lot. Bob Lanier, a lot of different names. But I also have two people that are battling it right now. Chris Mers, an auto tech at Madison Square Garden Network, and Fran Santo, my wife's aunt, both battling it. So please do what you can. And thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.